Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, everybody. Oh. There we go. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to be here with you on day three of our 21-day fast action. Awesome day. So you have days like this, you know, they're one thing, you can handle them. It's all good. Then somebody throws something else and you're like, I'm still okay. Then before you know it, you're doing this. And then by the end of the day, it's bah, 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 and it's just too much. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? We're going to dig into some of that today. Really, really good to be here. Let's, welcome. You guys hearing okay? Is everything, let's see, there's a couple people. Good morning, awesome. Sora, Brian, man, I love that you guys are showing up and doing this for yourself. Very cool. I know this is probably easier for folks who are on the East Coast and Europe and that way, and doesn't matter. Wherever you are, show up. Yeah, good. All right, everybody. Hey, good morning. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Overwhelm. This is a heavy word mired in stories about the passage of time that could and should be better spent. Overwhelm is the bedrock of procrastination, the realm of FOMA. FOMA, fear of missing out. It's that terrible, terrible disease. And regret. Looking at the history of the human existence, this is amazing. And I'm going to share this video with you guys on the replay page. Got to go see this if you haven't seen this yet. You know, in our the history of our planet, of Earth, our civilization, overwhelm, the human existence is about that much on an entire football field. You know, just this little tiny hair, it's like the width of a filament of a wire is the human existence versus the whole world. And overwhelm, it's probably a wire of that wire. It's just, it's remarkable. So it's all happened very, very fast. 1/128th of an inch, I would say, of an entire 100-yard football field. Yet overwhelm is the excuse that I've used to give myself a pass on the challenges that didn't seem doable, the opportunities that I told myself I didn't have time for, and the lies that I've told myself and others, instead of just owning that I was a scattered mess, I was doing too much. The dance between overwhelm and fast action, and believe me, the irony of what I'm talking about today and what we're going to take fast action on, I get it. I get it. The dance between overwhelm and fast action, it's a tango, a foxtrot, and a dash of full contact mosh pit. So trying to understand it is folly, I guarantee you. Know this, you're not alone. Today, we're going to shed some light and take a few fast action steps to reclaim ourselves from overwhelm. And while there isn't a magic bullet, every single choice we make, every action we take is a vote either for ourselves or for overwhelm. And yeah, let's dig into that. So there's this crazy myth surrounding overwhelm that it's tempting to believe that overwhelm is a necessary part of life, that the choices are either, you know, deal with it or become, you know, the holy Zen monk who simply sits, breathes, drinks warm water, you know, that guy. And on a side note, look, the irony that we are meeting on Black Friday, a day when consumers are going to buy more than they'll ever need or use and probably can't even afford, isn't lost on me. There are culturally held beliefs that lead us to overwhelm, such as you deserve it, you owe it to yourself, it's expected from you, just get it, pay for it later. And all of that leads to overwhelm. If you are behind on one task, then the rest of your life should feel shame or guilt until you can catch up. And while you're catching up, more is being added. Oh my gosh. Today, I have an invitation that's going to bring you towards a fast action that can help you reclaim yourself from that overwhelm. And it's going to be simple. I promise you, it's probably going to be a life preserver that you've been waiting for your entire life. Good. Oh, some people wrote, yeah, sorry, grateful it's not 7 a.m. here. I get it. No, I love it. I get up early and days get going fast for me. And we'll actually talk about some of that today. So let's talk about how we can do this, how we can get a hand on overwhelm, and then some fast action steps that we can take on a daily basis, hourly basis. And I've got it laid out for you pretty well here. Let me put on this little mic because I'm going to go over the whiteboard. I want you guys to hear me well. Built a boom mic in here, but it doesn't pick up on the other side so well. Good. So let's, getting away from overwhelm boils down to really one base activity, one base behavioral shift. And if you have that in place, all the other stuff kind of becomes unimportant. It's kind of that one thing you can do in a, what's the author's name, get things done, forgetting his name right now, but it's one thing you can do that makes everything else easier or unnecessary. And that is defining a mission for a day, for a week, for a month, for a year. Defining a mission is at the core of killing overwhelm. And I'll show you where we're at right that. We all have a mission, I guarantee you. We all have a mission. It's the wrong screen. We all have a mission, and if you haven't defined it, someone else has. It's that those are the only two choices for the day. If you look at your day in terms of a mission of today I will achieve or today I will get done, if you haven't defined it, an advertiser will, a spouse, a partner will, an employer will. So it's deadly important to us that we have a mission for ourselves for the day. So I created just a short little template that you can use to actually do one. Today I create a world of result. This is the result we want. By, and this is the action we're going to take to get it. And again, you can do this for an hour. If you have an hour, this would just become, by noon, I create. Or for the next hour, for 60 minutes, for a week, for a month, for a year. And there are different levels of mission, of course. I mean, I have a lifetime mission to create a world of open and honest communication by setting that example. That's freaking big. That's the overriding. That's the umbrella that I get to create all my other missions under. So how do we do this? How do we create this mission? We flip the magic board once here just for fun. And it's, I've run it down to something that we can do here and we can take some action on real quickly. Again, this is not the action piece. We'll get to that in a second. But our thoughts, this is the inner game. This is the stuff that's going on inside our head. So it's getting at least some clarity on those so that we can create the mission that's on the other side. So the thoughts are the inner game, and what are we going to, what do we want to create, right? This is a wide open field. And if we're looking for the next hour, we're looking for the rest of this day, there's something that can help us. On those intake surveys, you guys all put something you were working on. And if you didn't, I kind of pegged you about it. I went through and pegged everybody who hadn't been clear on that. What is a mission you can have that supports that moving forward? And then the beliefs, this is owning it. This is just making it your own. And because there's going to be beliefs that come up. I'm not enough. I can't do it. I don't have this thing. Own those. Own all of those beliefs, because once you own them, you can start to parse them apart and look at them and take action on those. Those can even become a little mini mission. If your belief is that I'm not enough, the mission can be today I create a world where I believe I am powerful by, and what's the one thing we need to do about that? Do we need to get a prop? Do we need to talk to somebody? We've already done a little bit of work on cleaning up a relationship and gratitude. Owning it is big, and we can go more into this. If you have questions on that, let me know. The action, and this needs to be focused and timed. If the action is, it's funny. I write the big chunk of these the night before, and then I come down and own it. Then I come down and really make it my own. And there's a whole mission behind this project. There's a big mission behind this project that I'll tell you about when we get to the end of this thing. And it's going to probably, you're going to go, dang, I'm going to do that. But we'll get to that later. So the action that supports the mission, it's got to be focused in time. Start working with the clock. It's a great way to kill overwhelm. Is know what you're doing and how long it's going to take, how long you're going to give it. Everything will fill. There's a great law called Parkinson's Law that states any given task will expand to occupy the amount of time it's given. If you give something 10 minutes, you won't believe what you can get done in 10 minutes. And then the result, this is the mission. This is where we get to, this is where we end up by having our inner game in place, owning our beliefs about it, giving a focused amount of time and action for it, and then we end up at the mission. Woof! So that's a lot. We're going to bring it together in our action step. But next piece I want to talk to you about is the importance of setting a moat. You know, imagining just a big protective moat with alligators in it around your mission. And your mission is this castle up on the hill, and whether it's an hour, week, month, or year, or a lifetime mission, that's up there in a castle on a hill. And there is a moat around it with snapping alligators who are going to protect that mission that you've defined. And know that it won't be perfect. Things will get through the moat. Of course, that's life. That's what's going to happen. We'll talk about that in a second. But what I want you to do is look at places, yeah, I can easily defend that. That can stop in the moat. That can stop before it touches my castle, my mission. And notice the ones that get through. All right, because those ones that get through may have something to tell you, to teach you. So just take a mental note of that. Tell an accountability partner. Share it with yourself. Journal about it. But notice that's the one that always gets through and pulls me off mission. Because when you notice that, guess what? You're starting to own it. And you can take action on it. Move yourself closer towards your mission. Batching. Kill that thing. Batching. There's going to be life activities that aren't directly in the crosshairs of your mission. I mean, that's guaranteed. What can you do to batch those? What can you do to organize those instead of having them just tugging at your mission all day and you having to dedicate energy and work to them? What are activities you know that are life activities that you either love or they show up every day? I mean, there's times when you want to just screw around on your phone or search Facebook or read what some of your friends are doing. They may not be related to your mission in the least, but they can be in your mission. Part of owning it, part of the beliefs about owning it is that I can control this. So what are those activities? We'll do something about that in the action step in a minute. But know that if there are pieces that don't support the mission, we can batch them and do them in really concise pieces where it actually feels good, where it's part of supporting us and being who we are. You can contain it to times and places. And I tell you, if this sounds hard or it sounds impossible, look, you've swallowed a pill that someone else has fed you. This is actually quite simple and it's natural. And it's kind of like I look at it as my life away from sugar. Yesterday at Thanksgiving, there was just this freaking amazing meal, all right? My wife and I, we worked really hard and we had 12 people over and just really rocked it. It was fun. And there was this table of desserts. And it was at that moment, I was so glad that a long time ago I had made the decision that that's just not my food, because it was very simple. I got rid of the pill that said, hey, after we're totally full, we need to eat this too. And that's literally the way it can be with all these other activities. They don't need to be a part of your life that tug at you all the time. You can contain them. So it's something I want to offer you today, and we're going to do a little piece around it in a minute. It's going to be great. And then this wonderful sticker that is, I forgot where I've seen it a couple different places. I know for sure my mechanic has it at his shop. It says, your emergency is not our emergency. So that is really a beautiful piece for you to carry as these distractions come into your life, either as a parent or as a community member or a job, whatever it is that you're doing. How can you make that a banner in your life that your emergency is not my emergency? It's funny. Someone has said that your email inbox is nothing but a organized list of other people's emergencies. And when you look at it through that lens, it's pretty cool to see it that way. So be the leader. You know, what I want to just offer you today is to be the leader of you incorporated. Be the leader of you incorporated. If you're not someone who's having to take care of, how would you run yourself, your life, if you were the CEO? Let's get into that. Let's move into this action piece. Because look, you know, I don't want any of these people to be you. This is what we're handed. This is the kind of stuff that happens unless we have a strong mission. That one look familiar? Man, please. That one kind of knocks me. There's all these different Tugs. All right, so let's look at the action for today, the fast action today. Define your mission for the rest of the day. Ah, you West Coast people are in luck. You East Coast people are, it's going to get started. And this is wonderful practice. Don't overthink it. This is a small slice that you're going to do quickly. You can do a bigger one tomorrow if you'd like, or you can come back and just do a small one. But all of this happens in practice and fast action. I'm not talking about going crazy. And yes, if you're going to do it tomorrow, believe it or not, weekend days have a mission. Weekend days definitely have a mission. Is it something you define, or is it something that's defined for you? And if it's something that's defined for you, either by an obligation you already have, what mission can you have within that? Your mission inside of a weekend that's already defined can be, I create a weekend of peace by taking a few moments to myself each morning. I create a weekend of calm by taking a breath before I talk. I create a weekend of joy by playing with my kids. Right? You can find the little micro missions within something if it's already defined or already busy and packed. All right, close your eyes for a second. Let's try this one. Close your eyes for a second and let's do this. Picture yourself on mission, right? Whatever that mission is that you just designed. Actually, let me take a minute. I was having too much fun talking, but let's just take a minute of silence to define your mission for the rest of the day. And don't overthink it. Again, just have a small one for the rest of the day. I create a world of... by. And what's the action? Small, keep it small. I create a world of... by. I would so love to see one in the comments if anyone wants to throw one in there. All right, now close your eyes. Picture yourself on that mission. Yeah? And then visualize something coming up to interrupt you. You know what it is. Is it a phone call? Is it a little tick to go check Facebook? Is it a visit, an unneeded visit to the food pantry? And then right now, visualize yourself doing something physical, a physical anchor, tapping your chest, clapping your hands, and instantly snap into how the CEO of you handles that. How does he or she handle that distraction? And do it. Oh, man, this knocking on my, what do they call this, the thymus? Something right here in my chest. Broken a lot of habits by doing this. I wonder if I have it. Maybe I have a bruise. So you're on that mission. You see something come up to interrupt you. And do a physical anchoring. How the CEO of you handles it. Yeah. Good. So you got that mission for the day. You got that visualization of your interruption. And now open your eyes again. And let's do this. Let's list three activities. Let's just touch on the piece about the distractions and batching. And we can do this by listing three activities that you have today or that you know will come up. Guaranteed will come up. You know that. That you can batch into a short period of time today and even name that time. Own it, right? Own that piece. You can batch those into a short time and instead of having them linger and tug at you all day. Can you combine them? Is there one of them that you can delegate out? Or, and this is big, can you batch it into another day this week? Do you know that every day I have to do this? or I have one errand to run and there's three things I can do while I'm out. These are the little micro steps that give you back your life from overwhelm, allowing you to stay on mission. Yeah. All right. Ooh, 19. Yeah, cover this one quick. Good. All right. So hopefully you have three activities. Got a mission for the rest of the day. You got that visualization and that physical anchoring of you overcoming it as a CEO. And you have some idea of three things that will come up today. Excellent, excellent action. All right, good. Let's, hey, and oh, I create a world of connection by letting go of work and being in the moment with my friends. Sora! Sarah wrote, I create a world of space by sweeping up the floor, metaphorical floor. Yes, the little tasks that need to get done out of the inbox. Awesome. So that one, I know that can be a worm. Do that for sure on that one. Sarah, you know, a huge one on that is right here. That's the action. Wonderful. Focused in time. How long are you going to give that? Man, the ownership of that is so magical to just say, yeah, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to be on this. All right. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Let's do a quick question. This is a great one. Hey, and thanks so much for showing up with questions. You guys got flooded yesterday after the call for them and the replay. Good. So Dano asked this question. This is great. And Dano, in perfect Dano style, did not audio or video record it. I'd like that because it'd be fun to play them and bring it alive. And I'd actually like to see people when they're asking these things because I get a lot of insight just from how people's energy are when they're talking about it. But Dano, I love. People like us have a huge number of skills and talents and probably dozens of good ideas at any one given time. Any tips on prioritizing? And it's so not a coincidence that I extracted this to talk about today because it's perfect. And Dano's question just went, yep, this is what we're talking about today. So Dano, you know, this is it, man. This is the piece. Which of the numerous tasks can you work on, knowing damn well that we're never going to achieve them all in one day, in one period of time, that it's going to be a process throughout life? Which one has the burn? And it might be a matter of closing your eyes and just sitting with which one right now has a burn for me. Which one can I take some fast action? And it might be two or three. Again, the batching, there may be a number of your ideas that you need to do one activity for. So look, I'm really big into feeling the success at one particular thing before we even think about another. So for the sake of you, Dano, and others who may have this, find the one right now that's just on fire for you. I know for Sarah, who's a part of this group, we've talked about this talk for her to give, and it's what she's doing right now with her life. She sent me a video of her at a slam poetry thing doing this amazing work. That's the level. When it gets to that point that you literally can't stay home at night, you go to a slam poetry, a moth event to go get it out of your body. That's the one to work on. And then at that point, the inner game, owning it, giving it focus time and having that result. And boy, as I told Renee, who's a part of this group as well, find the places to celebrate. She is very left brain, very smart, very analytical. And I told her key performance indicators are left brain, celebrations are right brain, and both are important. All right, you guys, I hope that was a valuable one. Knock it out today. Get clear on the mission. Get clear on what you're going to do when the interruptions come in and find a few things to batch. Wonderful. 21 minutes, 23 minutes. And we're running late. I'll keep on time. All right, everybody. Have an amazing day. Love it.